In 5 decades of filmmaking, director Sidney Lumet has shepherded some of Hollywood's biggest stars to Oscar nominations. Henry Fonda in 12 Angry Men, Al Pacino in Serpico, Faye Dunaway in Network, Paul Newman in The Verdict, and many others. Lumet's latest film, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, also has a pretty stellar cast. And critic Bob Mondello says Oscar may just come calling once again.
Hank and his brother Andy both have good jobs and middle-class lives. They also have cash flow problems, but Andy thinks he has a fix for that.
Well, there's a place we can knock off. You know, like the back of our hand, easiest money we'll ever get. It's worth about 600 grand. And it's insured, so it's a victimless crime. I offer that in case your little conscience bothers you.
I can't believe this is you that's talking.
You believe it. So it's safe. Nobody gets hurt. Everybody wins. It's perfect.
Right, except there's a catch, and Andy won't tell Hank anything else about the job until he agrees to do it. That takes Hank a few hours, and then he gets the scoop.
It's a jewelry store. Does this ring a bell?
No.
What if I tell you it's got a footlocker on one side and a Claire's accessories on the other?
Now it does ring a bell, and Hank's face falls.
Yeah, that's right. You got it. Now listen. We don't want Tiffany's. We want a mom-and-pop operation. I figure between the week's take, the jewelry and the cases, the vault, there's a $500,000 haul. I figure probably six. That old dumb old lady that works there, she's alone till noon. She's not going to be a problem.
Andy.
Yeah.
That's Mom and Dad's story.
That's what I said. The mom and pop operation.
This setup would be pretty intriguing, even if it weren't coming from the director of Dog Day Afternoon, one of Hollywood's most resonant sagas of a crime gone wrong. Sidney Lumet hasn't been turning out hits lately the way he did back in his heyday, but at 83, he's still got away with actors and with storytelling. When making a film, he always spends the first couple of weeks rehearsing the scenes in order, almost as if he were staging a play, and for this picture, he's got the perfect cast for that method. Almost everybody with a speaking part has been nominated for Broadway's Tony Award at some point. Philip Seymour Hoffman and Ethan Hawke as ne'er-do-well brothers, Albert Finney and Rosemary Harris as distant parents, Marissa Tomei as a two-timing wife, right on through the cast. Maybe that's why this tawdry little jewel heist story starts to play like Shakespearean tragedy as things go wrong. It's actually tragedy's disreputable cousin, melodrama, which is every bit as out of fashion these days as the director, also every bit as effective. As Lumet shifts the mood from cool to calculated to panicked and piles up the missteps and then the bodies, that urgent-sounding title, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, feels more and more apt. It's taken from an old Irish toast, May you be in heaven a full half hour before the devil knows you're dead. That's wishful thinking for these characters, probably, but the actors and their director, they're blessed. I'm Bob Mondello.